films to simple cartoons, the Masons have not left anything to chance in promoting their message of a global government. Matt Groening, the creator of one of the most popular cartoon series in television history, The Simpsons, is a self-confessed anarchist. Matt Groening himself has openly declared that he wanted to get his own political ideas across within his work. But he wanted to do this in such a way that people would find it easy to accept his ideas. And the means he chose to this was a clever little cartoon called The Simpsons. So what exactly is The Simpsons teaching us and our children? There are many lessons being programmed into us. These include disregard for authority, either parental and governmental, that bad manners and disobedience is the way to attain status amongst people, and that ignorance is trendy and cool, whereas knowledge is unfashionable. However, what is especially worrying is the Masonic undertones of one episode in particular, the episode in which the father figure of the family, Homer Simpson, becomes obsessed with a group called the Stonecutters, or should it be called the Freemasons? Upon joining the group, his fellow members find a birthmark on him, a mark that makes the rest of the group declare him to be the Chosen One.
You are the Chosen One, whom the sacred parchment prophesied would lead us to glory.
But with his newfound honor and dignity, he, Homer Simpson, fools himself into thinking that he is God.
I always wondered if there was a God, and now I know there is, and it's me.
Some may dismiss it as nothing more than a children's cartoon, a bit of harmless fun. But the influence it has on audience makes it a very effective means of propaganda, indoctrinating a people without them even realizing. Its very creators admit that they are propagating their political ideas to the audience in a covert manner. Ideas spread through the domestic television can reach a far wider audience than movies and cinema. And it is through this media that a new concept is being introduced. The concept of one global leader. Famous for his novel, The Jungle Book, Rudyard Kipling, another Freemason, wrote a book called The Man Who Would One Day Be King. This was later made into a big-budget Hollywood film, starring the likes of Sean Connery, Michael Caine, and Saeed Jaffery. The book is the story of two soldiers that journey to a country on the edge of India, a country that was once rumored to contain great riches, that once belonged to Alexander the Great. Upon reaching the country, the two soldiers are captured by the local inhabitants, a people called Kafirs, named after their country, Kafiristan. When the two men are about to be killed, a necklace is discovered around the neck of one of the soldiers. Engraved on it is the symbol of the Masonic One Eye. The Kafirs revere him as their god and attribute to him the divine attribute of immortality. The man himself first regards himself as a king, and then in his newfound power begins to regard himself really as being a god. From the Muslim perspective, if not that of others, the similitudes that can be drawn from this story are very interesting. The Muslim scriptures, called Hadith, contain many prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad. In these, it is prophesied that a man would arise from amidst the Kafirs, which means infidels in Islam, who would be recognized by his one eye and would be made a world leader, claiming first to be a king and then later to being God, and that he will seem immortal until an appointed time. In another film, the concept of global leader and global government is also strongly propagated. In 1996, the film Independence Day broke all box office records, becoming the seventh highest ranking film of all time. It entranced audiences around the world with a fictional story of an alien invasion on Earth. However, deep within the film, subliminal messages can be found, indicating the Freemasonic presence and the Freemasonic agenda. In the film, there is a military base known as Area 51. It is from here that the military offensive is launched, on which the salvation of the whole world and the future of its inhabitants depends. The entrance to this installation is a pyramid, on which is engraved the symbol of the One Eye. The film shows the USA as the forerunner in establishing a global offensive, involving all the nations of the world, an offensive which is devised, controlled, and commanded by one man, one overall leader. The film is part of an upsurge in an upsurge of films and television serials on the topics of aliens, UFOs, and invasions threatening the whole of mankind. These are gradually fueling the growing interest and public unrest on the issue. This is just one of the many ways in which the Freemasons are paving the way for their global government. The Freemasons are using a number of approaches to drive fear into the hearts of the masses
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
Other tactics that the Masons are using in order to bring about a one-world government and the need for a global security force controlled by them is to allow crime rates to soar, thus creating fear for personal and national security. The drugs industry, according to official estimates, is in terms of monetary value one of the largest industries in the world. The countries of the world are currently involved in trying to solve this problem on a national and international scale. The United States, for example, has a huge and growing drugs problem, the direct result of which has been soaring crime rates, which continue to increase at an alarming rate. Backed by the growing levels of public demand for tougher action, the government has justification to use heavy-handed, overt and covert operations to combat the drugs problem and satisfy public opinion. However, certain disturbing facts about the American drugs war throw a shadow of doubt upon its credibility and the motives of the government. It is commonly believed that during the 1960s, J. Edgar Hoover, the then chairman of the FBI, allowed the drugs trade to flourish within the African-American community in an attempt to undermine the black community's uprising within American society. During the 1980s, with the threat of communism taking over Central America, money was urgently required to finance the rebellion movement against communism, and to raise this, the CIA allowed drugs to be traded into America. Revelations by the American senator, Jack Bloom, who was part of an investigatory committee into the matter, confirms this. The pathetic justification given by the FBI for using drugs to subdue the African-American community in the 1960s was that the Black Uprising was in actual fact a communist attempt to undermine America's involvement in Vietnam. During the Contra Wars in the 1980s, the scapegoats used to justify the flow of drugs into America were once again the communists. However, today the threat of communism no longer exists, yet the drugs trade is still flourishing in America, and the trade in international drugs trafficking is soaring, raising the question as to why.
In the course of the Contra War, the United States, as a matter of policy, abandoned drug law enforcement, looked the other way at the kinds of conditions we were creating that enhanced the ability of traffickers to move dope into the United States, and in effect allowed a drug trade to flourish, all to support the Contra movement and to support the war.
Historically, the Freemasons have used or created problems within society to turn and manipulate events in accordance with their agenda. The rising drugs problem in America gives the authorities of all the justification needed to use stronger, heavy-handed tactics on an even wider scale. Already major transatlantic operations, as well as American and Latin American operations, have been undertaken to combat the drugs epidemic. It will not be long before there is significant backing for a strong global offensive. Distortion of the facts and usage of manufactured and biased statistics are the tools of the Freemasonic governments of today, as well as creating a public need for greater national and global security. Rising rates of crime, drug abuse, and the increasing threat of terrorism act to serve the purpose of promoting greater control of the masses. Control of the masses means the complete control of every aspect of human life.